Attorneys argued that gay and lesbian couples are due their fundamental right to marriage. Some believe the case is legally indistinguishable from the 1967 case, Loving v. Virginia, which overturned a ban on interracial marriage as a violation of the 14th Amendment. Victoria Cobb with the Conservative Family Foundation disagrees.
This is an entirely different situation where we're trying to change the definition of marriage that has been around since civilization began.
Lawyers defending the marriage ban argued that states do have a right to define marriage. But earlier this year, Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring disagreed with that when he announced he'd side with the plaintiffs in the case.
Nothing that was said in the courtroom today alters the basic incompatibility of this discriminatory ban with the protections guaranteed by our Constitution. And every single federal court that has considered the question since last summer's Windsor decision has reached the same conclusion.
And as lawyers made their cases in the courthouse, the crowd argued outside.
This is going to happen no matter what, and I want to be part of it. I'm gay and I'm married.
Same-sex marriages are not productive. They don't solve any useful purpose. Having them outlawed in Virginia is an excellent idea, and I support it 100%.
I have grandkids. I was married before I decided I needed to come out. My grandkids have no problem at all with my husband and I. They just accept us of who we are. It's the older generation, people of my age and older.
The gay agenda is overpowering the voice of the people. That's why I'm here. I want to make sure my voice is heard.
A decision in the case could take weeks, even months. Both parties have already signaled they'll head next to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.